You are listening to This Podcast Could Have Been an Email, presented by Berkshire Community College.
Welcome to This Podcast Could Have Been an Email. Jonah, you're tired.
Very tired. I went to bed last night at 2:30 because we brought our Indy, who's a gold Adora Black Lab Golden Retriever mix, to the emergency vet, which is in the one that we went to was in Deerfield. And so, like, there's whole parts of one. So you take 9 to get there.
That's
whole
quite
parts,
a drive.
It was an hour and 10 minutes, but also there's parts of 116 and 112 that are out. So you have to, like, the directions take you into, like, the wee woods. Like, there was a whole community of deer, like, having a seance on the road. It was like a whole thing. It was terrifying.
I ran the worst half marathon of my life in Deerfield.
Next to Treehouse, right?
Yeah, it was the Treehouse.
So right across from Treehouse is the emergency vet.
Oh, yeah,
across the street. Yeah. So we had wished that it was earlier because we would have just dropped Indy off and then gone to Treehouse and then just waited for him to get better and then take him home. But no, we didn't get home until 2:30. So.
Well, I mean, I'll try to carry us
today. Yeah, no. You always do.
No. You typically do. It's about time I step up. This is an exciting one. We have Ajay Jackson with us today. Ajay, welcome.
I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. I think that Ajay probably has the reputation of being one of the nicest, friendliest people on campus. I think when you provide people with food that you typically are well-liked, but you do it in such a pleasant way.
And I appreciate it.
I think that we were very excited to invite you onto our podcast, and thanks so much for being here.
I'm happy to be here. I love podcasts. I've been listening to podcasts for like since I was 15, 14.
Do you listen to our podcast?
I don't. I like to go subscribe.
Didn't mean to call you out. I knew the answer. So.
I'm going to subscribe.
You're going to start listening. For the longest time, you can tell that Ajay is wicked nice because for like the first year of like coming down to the Berks Cafe, I was so scared to say your name because I knew I was going to mess it up. And I always did. And you're just like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I was like, no. Like, as somebody who has their name messed up constantly, I'm always Jana or Yoda or Joshua or Johan. I was like, no, I want your name right. So Ajay. I was like, well, I'm going to make sure I say it repeatedly. And now it's stuck. But you were like, you're fine, don't worry about it. And I was like, see, too kind for his own good.
You're kind of a name user.
You have to be. Yeah. It helps. It makes the connection. People are like, oh, wow, you actually, because when I actually introduce myself to someone, I'm too scared to get my name out that I'm not processing what they're saying when they say their name. Yeah. I have to go back later and be like, what was your name again?
I definitely have a couple of relationships in my life where it's been way too long and I don't know the person's name. And I'm like,
oh, it's brutal.
It's so brutal. Bad. And then you're done, right? You're just,
It's brutal. I have this long going that with somebody that works at Guido's, the butcher. I went to high school with him. That's even worse.
Just can't remember his name.
And every time I go in there, he's like, Ajay, what's up, man? How you doing? And I'm like, oh,
hey, you.
It's also the worst because you did. You went to school with him as well. Like, I have those as well. And
brutal.
Yeah. And I try to get my husband to come out with me and be like, if I introduce, like, hi, this is my husband, Colin. And then I'd be like, and then maybe they'll introduce himself as like a safe bet. It never works, though. I always do it wrong. And I'm always like, hey, Colin, this is... Oh, I forgot, and then I'm done. So I mean,
we moved here from Minnesota. I always tell people it's because my brother lived here, but it's really because I just couldn't remember this one person's name, and it had gotten so bad. No, just kidding. We also have our new marketing colleague in the booth behind Jonah. I don't know if he can hear us, but Josh is waving to me, and it's nice to have him. And I just learned that he goes by Schwa,
like
so
Joshua.
Now that's on the podcast.
That's on the podcast.
And people who listen to it will know that you prefer to be called Schwa.
Schwa.
Is that kind of like a Topher Grace? Is it Topher Grace?
Like right, isn't it? Because it's like Christopher Grace and it's Topher instead.
Yeah.
I think I like Topher. So that's why I like Schwa. Yeah, it's better.
I think it's cool.
Schwa's
Yeah. So, Ajay, we are very excited to have you on. I think we've already kind of spoiled what you do here, but could you talk a little bit about your job and, like what's your day-to-day like?
Yeah. I get here maybe like on my best day, I get here at 6:30. Most days I get here at 6:45, 6:50.
It's plenty early.
Plenty early. The cafe opens at 8, so kind of that time, it's I'm making breakfast, brewing coffee. A lot of the stuff is prepped the night prior, just because I don't really get here at 5 o'clock to make a bunch of homemade stuff. I prefer to make homemade stuff for you guys, like the sweet potato hash and things like that, biscuits.
I had the chicken curry soup today. It was really good.
that is one. Don't tell anybody. We don't make that
one. Okay. We won't tell anybody.
That was excellent whispering, by the way. That was really well done. So.
What I heard is that Ajay got here at 5 this morning to make that soup.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it was really good. So that's great.
And then we switch over to lunch pretty quick after breakfast, like 8:30. I'm like in lunch mode already.
Wow.
And then, you know, it's from there, it's just whatever's on the menu that day. I love to do like steak sandwiches. I don't know. I like to do everything. I know maybe I shouldn't spoil the script. We got some written questions here.
That's right. We never to the script.
I've already forgotten what's on it. I'm not looking anymore. So you're fine. Don't worry about it.
I cook whatever. My mom growing up, I watched her cook and she made everything. Chinese food, Italian, Indian, literally everything. So I just try to make everything. I try to make everything kind of like as authentic as possible.
Yeah.
Kind of my own little spin on it. And then, you know, I work the deli cooler at lunchtime, so I make lunch and then bring it up. And then me and Lexus, my coworker, we run the deli cooler every day. Bunch of, like, homemade aiolis. That's, like, the one thing that people really love.
Yeah.
People love the garlic and pesto aioli, the balsamic aioli. People go crazy for that. And then I break down, and it's definitely a lot more than that. Some days I have catering.
Oh, yeah.
And that definitely gets hectic sometimes, but that's really my day. I have a lot of great employees that do a lot of work for me, so I'm lucky to have them.
Yeah. Do you cook at home
all the time?
Yeah,
I can't not cook. I love cooking. It's really like not the only thing I know how to do, but it's the only thing I've done work-wise. Like, I've never not worked in a kitchen. It's just what I do. I love it. When I go home, I do a lot of the same stuff I make here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you get started?
My mom, just growing up, she made, like I said, she made everything and she made it all delicious. And she always had the cooking channel on the Food Network.
Yeah.
I grew up on 30 Minute Meals by Rachel Ray. A lot of 30 Minute Meals.
Yeah, we used to watch that show.
Same.
A lot of Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
A lot of, who's the other guy that I really love? Brown. Alton Brown.
Yeah. Kind of is the science behind cooking.
Oh my God. Yeah. And he's actually been doing YouTube shorts recently. I don't know if anybody loves YouTube as much as I do, but he has like these little YouTube shorts that can be on there all day. It's like TikTok, you just scroll up, you know? I just love food.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. What was your first job?
I worked at Elada. My first job was cutting the fruit there and cleaning the kitchen for them. So I would go in because I went to PHS.
Yeah.
Right after work, I walk
over.
You get
to park there, right? If you work there, you get to park there.
I didn't park there because I didn't have a car at the time. I would just walk over. Yeah. If it was super cold that day, I'd be lucky my dad would bring me over. but that wasn't very often. I would just go over there and cut the fruit, you know, help them clean the kitchen, and then I'd get out of there. That was my first job.
How old were you?
15, 16. Wow. Pretty much as soon as I could work, I started working.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Same.
And got into food service right away. That's neat. Exactly. Well, I think we're going to take our first break, and please stick with us. We're going to learn more about Ajay after this.
You are listening to This Podcast Could Have Been an Email from Berkshire Community College. Hey, I mentioned this in the last podcast episode, but have you completed your campus climate survey through the Higher Education Data Sharing Consortium yet, or HEDS? This survey is ongoing, so it's taking place from October 20th until November 21st. We first administered the HEDS Campus Climate Survey in spring 2023 to develop baseline data and inform the strategic impact plan. If you have questions about the survey, please reach out to Tony Buckley, Director of Mission, Values, and Community Impact. Please encourage others on campus, students and employees alike, to respond to the survey and make their voices heard.
Welcome back. We are here with Ajay Jackson. And Ajay, we were talking about how you got involved in food service and have been doing it since you were as young as a person could possibly do it, I think.
Yeah.
I think you've been – how long have you been here?
3 years. Years this month, actually.
Wow. Does go really fast.
Yeah, it really
Seriously.
Does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Seriously.
So you've got 3 years under your belt. You're doing this every single day. I guess if you had a magic wand and you can make any change you wanted to our food service, what would you do?
Honestly, it's already kind of in the works. We're going back downstairs, which I'm really excited about. I think, honestly, the hardest part is bringing everything upstairs every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really tough. It takes a lot of time that I'd like to be, you know, spending doing something else. But it's already getting done. So, I mean, after that, I don't really know. I love working at the CAF. Like, it's a lot of fun.
I think a lot of people here are going to be excited about the cafeteria moving back downstairs.
So
yeah, this might be breaking news, right?
I think it might be.
So breaking news. If you're listening to this podcast, could have been emailed from BCC, then you actually are getting the breaking news, which is what our entire intention of this podcast was.
That's right.
To be the best informed and the first informed.
Yeah.
Best and first.
And, you know, we're doing it here. We're doing it here, folks. So
we need the little breaking news, like, need the little sound bite.
Yeah, I'll have Schwa find some sort of, like,
please
noise.
I mean,
Christina's been, like, marching little groups of people around.
Has.
So I think if people are paying attention, they probably saw it coming. But this is probably the announcement that we are working on getting the cafeteria back downstairs.
Yes. An iteration of it back downstairs so that we can create a better space for everyone who is currently accessing Burke's Cafe in a more meaningful, community-oriented way.
And you are kind of working with the culinary faculty to figure out a way to make it work so that students still get to use the space as well, right?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. My boss, Jason, is definitely, he comes in and helps a lot with that because I don't have a whole lot of time to sit and things like that as much as I'd love to. But he was actually just here today, just kind of like gave me a little blueprint of everything that's kind of going to go down there. I'm super excited about it. I can't wait.
What do you think? So you've been here for 3 years, and 3 years ago, our enrollment numbers were not anywhere near what they are today, right? So we're up, what, 51% in enrollment this fall to?
From fall 22 to now, we're up like 73%.
Right. That's 3 years ago. So we're up 73% in 3 years.
Yeah.
And you were there at the beginning, and now you're still here. So I guess I have two questions. A, how is that? What is it like? Because I see it. I physically see it. I'm like, oh my God. I plan my coffee break specifically to avoid avoid the rush. Yeah. But also, what do you think the change if we're in that other space in the first floor of the SBA, how would that impact your day to day?
It's nuts, number one. it's nuts, but it's a lot of fun. I like working behind it. Really, I guess the one thing that, like, it definitely affects the amount of food we make.
Yeah.
While I'm up there, the only thing that it really affects is how much we, like, have to work at the deli station and, like, how quick we have to be, which is definitely, I like to think I'm good at it. And I try to stay, like, composed, especially because I hate the way that I look when I'm, like, rushing and frantic.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the one thing that has affected it a lot. Like, just trying to be more efficient up there, having all my backups, making sure that Lexus has all the breads that we need, making sure that the oven is on at the right time and everything like that. At this point, it's just about being quicker with it, being more efficient, and figuring out, like, easier ways to get better stuff up there, homemade stuff up there. The Lori is very popular.
I was going to talk about the Lori, actually. Those are my questions. But yeah, the Lori
is popular.
The Lori's stupid good, by the way.
I appreciate it.
As a pescatarian, it's like one of my favorite sandwiches. Have you heard about the Lori?
I've heard of.
Yeah.
Have I heard?
Have you heard? I'm sorry. Obviously, you've heard about the Lori, both the sandwich and the person. So.
I have not had it yet. I'm not like the biggest eggplant fan in the world.
Oh, okay.
Unless it's like breaded and drenched in marinara sauce.
It's
and
so
cheese,
good.
But
yeah.
I have to. I guess I have
it's
to.
It's so good.
I did get the Megan.
I have not had the Megan.
Megan is really got turkey on it.
Oh, that's fine.
Maybe turkey and bacon?
Nah, just no turkey, just bacon.
Bacon.
Oh, is it a BLT?
Yeah. It's a BLT with red onion and chipotle mayo.
Oh my God. See, when I ate meat, oh my God, BLT was where it's at.
I mean, you could
delicious.
Probably get a vegan bacon and try it.
Yeah, you can. It's not very good though.
Tempeh or whatever.
Have you had it? It's not. Why would you have had?
I mean, I am Jewish, so why, like, the eating a bacon thing
that's
is probably
fair,
not the best thing in the world, but I do eat it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So one of the questions then as well. So if you had, do you think in the future, if, you know, the magic wand question, like a staffing person who is like, I'm the deli guy or I'm the deli person, right? Would that be something that would be beneficial? And do you see that changing when you're downstairs? If you're downstairs, let's just.
Yeah.
When you're downstairs.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
But I'm really particular about the way I do things, and I like my sandwiches to come out a certain way, and I like them to look a certain way. my boss has a really difficult time trying to get, like, he would honestly like me to be out of the kitchen a little bit more, yeah, and like kind of managing and supervising a little bit more. But like I said, this is all I know how to do. and I love it very much. And I want to feed you guys, you know, the best stuff. And I feel like I make the best sandwiches.
You do make a really good sandwich.
I appreciate
it. I was just thinking, like, because my office is right next to the cafe. So I see you moving up and down the stairs throughout the course of the day a lot. I'm like trying to think how much time you will get back by not having to do that.
No, it's a lot. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. I mean, if I could estimate it, maybe like 15 minutes, 20 minutes a day.
That's crazy.
Wow. And that's for each of us. We got three people there.
So. Everybody listening should try to think of a way that you can get 15 minutes back in your day.
Yeah.
Like, what's way that you could create an efficiency in your work where you'd pick up 15 minutes?
And your steps must be wild. Right.
I don't really count them that all. Like, I don't really look. I don't have an Apple Watch, so I'm not like trying to fill the rings every day like a lot of people are.
Yeah.
But my phone is always in my pocket, so I could probably look at it, but I don't really think that that's like the most accurate, you know?
It's definitely not. Like, seriously, if I sweep the floor, like, it's counting each time I move the broom as a step, and I'm like, that's not accurate. But I do more of that because I get more steps, so I can tell people I have 10,000 steps before noon, and
I forgot to put mine on today. I wear one almost every day, and the thing that drives me the most crazy is when you've got a day and you're sitting in a meeting the whole day and it like
keeps telling you
it's like
time to get up and get moving.
You should get
you're like, trust me, I know.
I would love
could
to.
You stay here and do the meeting and I'll go run. That'd be wonderful.
Oh man, yeah.
So you said that the Lori, she's gonna be so happy. The Lori is popular. What do you think is the most popular order?
Most popular sandwich?
No, I just
most
in general
item.
Yeah.
The most popular item. Well, by far it's chicken tenders, which is unfortunate, but I go through probably two or three cases of chicken tenders a day. I think that's
what
students want to eat. No, it's crazy.
Wow.
I've run out of chicken tenders like three of the past 4 weeks.
So a little unknown fact about me, I chair the food advisory committee on this campus.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And we have many times over the last few years had a student representative come and talk about how we should have more fresh food and healthy food and could you do this? And then Jason always comes. Jason's very gracious. He comes to these meetings and he's like, yeah, we'll try it. And then somebody will be like, well, you don't have the fresh food anymore. He's like, yeah, because we throw it all away. Yeah. People want to eat chicken tenders.
Yeah.
So I think on that happy note, we'll take our second break and we'll come back for more right after this.
Here's an idea. Discover how artificial intelligence is reshaping our world at AI for All, the first session in BCC's new State of Work Summit signature series presented by Workforce and Community Education on November 19th, 2025, 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. for a fee of $50. This dynamic half-day event explores the essential concepts, tools, and real-world applications of AI, making this powerful technology understandable and useful for everyone. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. in the Kutsevitsky Lobby. Space is limited, so buy your tickets now at berkshirecc.edu/summit.
Welcome back. Think that this has been a fun and spirited conversation. One thing that Ajay and I have in common is that we're both Yankees fans living in Massachusetts.
Absolutely.
Though in the Berkshires, there's a good number of Yankees
for sure.
fans.
No, absolutely.
But you are a more committed fan than I am at this point in my life. But I'd love to kind of hear about how did you get into the Yankees and. We'll ask some more questions about the Yankees because I want to.
I was born in New York. I was born in Manhattan. And so all my sports stuff is kind of NY based, you know what I mean? My dad is a huge Yankees fan. He grew up on like the 70s Yankees.
Oh, wow.
And from what he tells me, they were incredible.
Yeah.
he just passed it down to me and I can't get rid of it. I don't want to get rid of it. I just love baseball. I haven't always loved it. I played it as a kid. I was really not good at it. And then I watched a lot of baseball growing up. And then maybe like when I turned 15, 16, I stopped watching for a couple of years. I don't know. I just couldn't get into it.
It's a slow game for teenagers.
Yeah, for sure.
And then like maybe 2022, 2021, I started watching every game again, and that season, that it was 2022. It was the season that Judge broke the AL home run record.
Yep.
And yeah, so I watched like every game that season, and then I've watched every game since.
Thinking that now, being born and raised in the Berkshires, you're right. There are a lot of Yankees fans in the Berkshires. It's our proximity to New York, I think, some of it. Also yeah, because sure. Boston doesn't know we exist, so you know, F them in return.
Some people have some resentment towards that.
Yeah, and our cable outlet is Albany, right? And so they're going to cover the Yankees first, the YES Network before NSCN. But I think it's interesting because probably a lot of the listeners on this podcast are not Yankees fans. So let's keep talking about them and how much we love them.
that's true. I think that my dad was a big Yankees. My parents both grew up in New York City. My mom actually grew up in the South Bronx, and so he grew up with Mickey Mantle.
Yeah,
wow.
A lot of really good Yankees players over the years. So other than Aaron Judge, either currently playing or historically, who's your favorite Yankee?
Jeter.
Oh, absolutely. No question.
You know, just especially growing up in that era, you know what I mean? I was 9 years old in 2009 and when they won the championship.
Me too.
I was only 9. So I remember watching Hideki Matsui smoke that ball over, you know, over the short porch. I think, Jeter, A-Rod. I love A-Rod.
Yeah.
I love A-Rod.
It's okay to love A-Rod. Yeah. I think it's okay to love A-Rod.
He owns the Minnesota Timberwolves, which are my favorite basketball team.
Yes,
so I have.
Oh, so you also
I
love
have
A-Rod?
To like him.
Yeah.
I don't love A-Rod, but I don't hate him.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have an opinion. I think J-Lo doesn't like A-Rod. So
I don't think so either.
I don't think J-Lo likes A-Rod either.
Yeah, but not nor does yeah, she doesn't like athletic more either. So
when I was 9, the Twins won the World Series, and that was the pretty exciting moment in my life. I'm also a Twins fan.
That's a baseball team, not
that's
two people.
That's a Minnesota baseball team.
Okay, got
it.
It's not
so
it's
being
not
9 and having your team win a championship is a pretty magical experience.
Oh, man, it was great. It was awesome. Yeah, I remember I remember it all like it was yesterday. I mean, we had a fireplace that would run so hot. My living room isn't like super large. And it was, I remember watching the baseball game, like sweating. It was so hot in there. And like, that's kind of my memory of watching that Hideki Matsui home run is just, it was so hot in the living room because the fire was just blazing. And I don't know why that pops in my head every time I think about it, but that's just synonymous with it for me.
I don't know what year it was when they won. It was in the 90s, and they won twice in the 90s, and I'm not sure it was 97 or whenever it was.
They won in 98 and 99.
So it was 98 when...
they won in 2002, but that's not in the
90s. Oh, yeah, they won a lot. They're probably like the best team in baseball.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah we used
to. I used to know the entire lineup like the back of my hand for that year. I don't know why I watched every game with my brothers and my pa. And I just remember when they won, Cecil Fielder charging the mound of the giant pit of people and just like clobbering them all because he was so huge, and it was just like that image is in my head. It plays on repeat for some reason. So
Baseball is one of those. I mean, I think that it is the pace of the game where every like moment, especially in the playoffs, has this tension behind it it does lead to those moments being crystallized in your mind. Yeah, it's a kind of part of the special thing about baseball.
We have a baseball league for the NJCAA that we're launching, a men's baseball league in spring 20.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In the future.
Spring 27,
we're launching a baseball team here. So, you know, stay tuned, folks.
I'm actually really looking forward to that. Yeah. I think it'd be fun to go and...
I was just thinking, as the director of marketing, how do I tie this back to BCC? And
that was
my attempt to plug something.
I like it quite a bit. So Jai, I think you know people who know you who come here and almost everyone does.
Yeah.
But I think what we know about you is that you love to cook, that you love the Yankees. I think some of us know that you go to Patterson and work out and play basketball. What don't we know about you?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really have a whole lot of time for anything else. I bartend on the weekends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I recently started bartending at Miraville.
Okay.
It's been a lot of fun. I've never bartended before this, so like I just started like 2 months ago, so I'm like I'm still kind of learning everything.
Yeah.
But it's been a lot of fun. I mean, it's kind of like working the deli cooler, but just drinks.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. My manager's super cool. It's nice to not have to manage. Like, I just come in and I make drinks and take the trash out and
I
go home.
Yeah. So you've named a sandwich after Megan Lucier. She also moonlights as a bartender as well at Zinke's in Dalton. So next time, ask her for her drink menu. menu. She's got some wild drinks she makes for the folks in Dalton.
I went there to have her bartend for me because I wanted to see it.
See it?
And she is exactly the bartender you would expect her to be.
Absolutely.
She never stops moving.
Yep.
She's like she knows everything that's going on. She's totally in command. But like that's it's so like cool. the amount of calories she must burn bartending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
I mean, so Miraval weekends.
Yeah.
All right. I'll stop by. I love a good bar.
I guess we can't.
Yeah. You have to. Yeah. You have to be staying there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had my sisters come in for a drink and my manager was like, it's cool this time.
It's cool this time. All right. So, okay. Like, we're not stopping in.
This
we're
is actually giving me a different idea. We should like run this podcast sometime at a bar.
Oh my God. We should. We easily could too, though. I mean, it wouldn't be that difficult.
Right. Like do like a fundraiser. Like we could have, you and I could podcast and then we could have Lori and Jim and Christina like be guest celebrity bartenders.
So if we do Community Fest 2026, that's what they're going to ask us to do. They're going to say turn the podcast outward facing and let people come and celebrate the joy of this podcast could have been an email with your community. And I think you might have just written that down for us. And we're meeting with you guys on Tuesday next week. So maybe forget this or remember this depending on how we want to go forward.
Speaking of the community day was awesome. You guys did an awesome job. Yeah. Jonah.
Well, it wasn't just me. It was mostly Rebecca Weary and Jim Mancall. But it was the Falcon.
So
Jim
fun.
The Falcon Mancall, as
Jim
we
the Falcon,
we, yes,
yeah.
as we call him.
I did pop my head into his office the other day and said, "Hey, Falcon, what's up?"
He did. Yeah. That's great. I want people to listen to the podcast get that reference, so it's fine. It was. So there's a chance that it was so successful that we're going to do it again, but it's not official yet.
We broke more news.
We might. It's not. If you look at my calendar, which is open to everyone to see, you might see. On August 15th, 2026, there is a community day saved there.
Nice.
You know, read into that what you will. So
nice.
I mean, Jim is kind of been tapped to be the lead on campus for our community vibrancy work.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that Achieving the Dream is really interested in. And I was just telling him this morning, like, what a great job he had done with that event. He was kind of like, I don't know how I'm going to, you know, do this community vibrancy thing. And I'm like, Jim, you did it.
You did it.
It was pretty amazing. Yeah.
It was
awesome.
Success.
It was something. Yeah. Me and my girlfriend had an awesome time.
That's great.
All right. Well, I think we'll take our last break and then we'll come back and close out this session or this episode of this podcast could have been an email.
Did you know that starting on Friday, December 5th and running for 2 weekends at the Boland Theater stage, the BCC Players will present A Winter's Tale by William Shakespeare and directed by Grace Kelly. General admission is $15, but staff and students can get in for $10. A quick ChatGPT search says that this show, by the famous Bard, involves key themes around jealousy, betrayal, loss, redemption, and forgiveness, similar to how teams react to the weekly scores posted for Berks Fitness Battle. So get your tickets for A Winter's Tale starting on December 5th at berkshirecc.edu/bccplayers.
Yeah. And we're back.
Here we are. Thank you. We'll cut. This is where you pause for edit. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
We really need that editing. So, Jai, we only have a few minutes left, but you've been here for 3 years. What's your favorite thing about BCC?
The people. I love coming to hang out with you guys every day, honestly. Julia, I love Julia. I see Julia all the time working right over there. She's the best.
She actually is the best.
Yeah, if you're listening, Julia, you're the best.
I don't think she listens.
I don't think she listens either.
She told me she was going to listen to my episode.
Oh, there you go. See, because she's the best. So
exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't shout out enough. And like, I can't shout out enough people. Abby Powers, Celia Norcross, like those are my two favorite people to be around here.
They're great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Honestly, the whole student engagement. All the girls are just awesome over there.
And Eric.
Eric's not so bad.
Eric is a legend. I love Eric.
Eric really is a legend. You're right. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
In his own mind.
Yeah, fair.
Do you have something you're reading, a TV show or movie that you're watching that you'd want to share that you think is pretty good that other people might want to?
Not really. I don't watch a whole lot of TV.
Sports.
I listen to sports. I listen to a good amount of podcasts and I listen to a lot of music. You guys know I always kind of have my head about it.
Yeah.
Other than this podcast, what's one that you would recommend to people?
I like Brilliant Idiots with Okay. Andrew Schultz and Charlamagne Tha God.
Yeah. I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, yeah. I listened to it. Mm-hmm. They've been around, like, I think it might have been the first podcast I really listened to. Like, okay. They started podcasting in, like, 2014, 2015, wow. Like, a long time
okay.
ago.
Brilliant Idiots. Okay. I'll
Brilliant
get to
Idiots
that.
Is great. Yeah. The Joe Budden podcast is really good.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, all my, and then a lot of sports podcasts. Like, a lot of my sports stuff is NY based, so I love listening to the Michael Kay Show.
Okay.
And when he was with, when it was two different iterations of the show a little bit, there was before he kind of broke off and did his own solo for like 20 years. He did one with Don LaGreca. Peter Rosenberg came in like 10 years in, and then they had like an 8-year run together. And they recently stopped doing it together, and Michael kind of broke off and did his own. Still with ESPN New York, but where was I going with this?
But keep going.
But yeah, I love the Michael Kay Show. I love like all the NY sports podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then just my music that I listen to. I listen to a lot of rap and R&B. J. Cole's my favorite rapper. I love Drake. I love Jay-Z. I love 50 Cent. I love Game. I love Ross. I love like a million people.
That's great.
I love rap.
It sounds like you could do your own podcast.
Yeah, if you want to.
I definitely could.
Well, you definitely could.
This has been great. I think really appreciate you taking the time. I know how busy you are to sit down and talk to us. Jonah, the system, the 15 community colleges, just won an award for our free community college program.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Part three. And look at us. Wow.
I actually went to San Antonio to accept the award for the state of Massachusetts, which was kind of fun. But I would think you and the other marketing people deserve credit for this.
For what?
The Promise Award. And it was given to a number of different cities and states and promise programs.
Yeah, yeah.
Community College is considered a promise program. And we were one of the recipients. It was the 10-year anniversary of this organization. It was pretty cool. The woman who runs the Tennessee program, which was the first one in the country, was there. And I got to have dinner with her and talk to her. But like, just really a great honor.
That's
for the state and I think the marketing people specifically.
I think one of the things I want to point out here is that we probably won because we didn't have an asterisk next to free community college on our billboards.
That's
probably why we won.
That might be the reason that we won.
It was just to the point, simple, you know, meaningful. And we're still seeing those applications come in. So, yeah, there you go. Free community college. I didn't know that. That's great news. Okay.
Yeah.
Put something together.
It is. Yeah, thank you. It is awesome. And I think, a lot of credit to the presidents who advocated for it and the legislator and the governor. But a really cool thing for us. And, you know, I think we're in the game of changing lives and making communities better. And it's nice to be recognized.
That's great.
So we really appreciate you all tuning in and listening to this podcast. Could have been an email. It was really great to have you on.
Thank you so much, Ajay.
This was a
great.
Blast.
This was awesome.
30, like
yeah. All right. We'll bring you back.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, seriously.
All right. You are listening to this podcast. Could have been an email from Berkshire Community College. Special thanks to Adam Klepetar, my co-host, and to Ajay Jackson, the best chef at BCC and the biggest Yankees fan in Western Mass. Special thanks to Alzi Mercado and to Dave Cachet at PCTV. Special shout out to Schwa Visser for helping us with some sound this week. And you'll hear more of Schwa Visser or Joshua Visser in the near future as well. Finally, I'd like to thank you, dear listener, for continuing to listen to our show. Now, if only you could get not only your regular moms, but also your cool moms to listen to, that would be so fetch. My name is Jonah Sykes, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Could have been an email from Berkshire Community College.